Think about the last time you pulled a weather briefing. You scrolled through MADARs, checked the TAF, maybe looked at the AirMets, and then there was this block of cryptic coded text with a slash between every piece of information, and you probably just kept scrolling. I get it. That format is intimidating on first look. But here's what that block of information actually is. It came from another pilot, someone who was up there at altitude in those conditions and took the time to tell you what they found. That is peer-to-peer weather reporting, and if you're scrolling past it, you're leaving some of the most valuable real-time information on the table. I'm Pattern. This is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar, and today we are going to decode the PIREP, the pilot report, from the format to the filing, so that next time you see one in your briefing, you know exactly what that other pilot is telling you. Quick shout out before we dive in to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the aviation journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, commercial. They've got a coin for each one. If you want a way to mark the milestones that actually mean something, check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, let's start at the beginning. The pilot report, the PIREP, is exactly what it sounds like. It is a weather observation made by a pilot in flight and reported to Air Traffic Control, or ATC, or Flight Service. The system collects those reports and makes them available to every other pilot who pulls a briefing. Here is the key distinction. Your surface weather observation, your METAR, comes from an automated station on the ground. Your TAF comes from a meteorologist making a forecast. Your AirMets are broad brushstrokes across large geographic areas, but the PIREP, that is ground truth from altitude. It tells you what was actually happening at flight level, at a specific time, in a specific location. And that distinction matters enormously. METARs tell you what is happening on the surface. They tell you nothing about what you're going to encounter at 3,000 feet or 8,000 feet or 12,000. Forecasters can model icing and turbulence, but models are models. A pilot who flew through those conditions 20 minutes ago is giving you hard data. There are two kinds of PIREPs, the routine PIREP, which you will see formatted with the letters UA at the front, and the urgent PIREP, formatted with UUA. That urgent designation is reserved for severe conditions. Think severe or extreme turbulence, severe icing, or low-level wind shear. When you see UUA at the top of a report, read it carefully. Someone had a significant encounter. Now let's walk through the format, because this is where pilots tune out, and I want to bring you back in. A PIREP is a standardized string of information, each element separated by a forward slash. Each piece has a two-letter identifier followed by the data. Let me take you through them in order. First, after that UA or UUA is the OV field. OV stands for over, and it gives you the location. PIREPs are typically reported over a NAVAID, a waypoint, or an airport identifier. So you might see OVABQ, which puts the pilot over Albuquerque. Or you might see OVABQ 045025, which means 045 degrees at 25 nautical miles from Albuquerque. You can pin a location on the map. Next is TM, time, the Zulu time of the observation. This one is critical. A PIREP from 2 hours ago is getting stale. One from 15 minutes ago is gold. Always check the timestamp. A report showing moderate icing at 0800 Zulu means very little if you're looking at it at 1300 Zulu and the temperature profile has shifted. Then you have FL, flight level. The altitude of the observation in hundreds of feet. FL085 means 8,500 feet. You may also see the notation DURD, which stands for during, meaning the pilot was climbing or descending when they encountered the condition. That matters when you're trying to understand the vertical extent of what they found. Next is TP, aircraft type. Why does that matter? Because a Citation encountering light chop and a Cessna 172 encountering light chop are not necessarily describing the same physical event. A heavy jet can absorb turbulence that would be genuinely uncomfortable in a light single. When you see the aircraft type, calibrate accordingly. Then you get into the substantive weather fields. SK is sky cover. A PIREP might report broken cumulus bases at 3,500 feet with tops at 12,000. That gives you a vertical picture of the cloud layer that no METAR on the ground can provide. WX is weather precipitation, and obscurations TA is temperature at altitude. Useful not just for comfort, but for icing assessment. If the temperature at 8,000 feet is 2 degrees Celsius and there is visible moisture, that is a flag. You are close to the freezing level in instrument meteorological conditions, or IMC. WV is wind, at altitude, direction, and velocity. Valuable for cross-country planning and for understanding whether turbulence might be related to wind shear. TB is turbulence. And this one deserves its own attention. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, defines turbulence intensity in the Aeronautical Information Manual. Light turbulence is the lowest reportable level, slight erratic changes in altitude or attitude, and can momentarily cause loss of control. Extreme turbulence is violent, the aircraft is practically impossible to control, and structural damage is possible. For practical purposes, light turbulence might bounce your coffee around. Moderate turbulence will have items moving around the cabin and passengers gripping the armrests. Severe can injure unbelted occupants and push experienced crews to their limits. If you see a UUA with severe or extreme turbulence in your briefing, that is a hard look at your route. IC is icing. The scale runs from trace through light, moderate, and severe. Trace icing is accumulation you can barely detect. Light icing can be a problem over an extended period. Moderate icing is significant. The rate of accumulation makes even short encounters potentially hazardous. Severe icing means accumulation so rapid that de-icing and anti-icing equipment fails to keep up. Flight should be diverted immediately. Here is something every pilot needs to know about icing reports. Under Federal Aviation Regulation 91, FAR 91, pilots are not generally required to file PIREPs. But the FAA considers icing PIREPs so important that flight service will specifically request them. If you encounter icing, file a report. Another pilot behind you on the same route is counting on it. The last field is RM, remarks. Free text where the pilot can add anything not captured elsewhere. Sometimes this is the most useful part of the whole report. You might read something like, encountered significant icing at 8,000, climbed to 10,000 and conditions improved. That tells you about the vertical profile in a way the other fields alone cannot convey. Now, here is the Airman Certification Standards, or ACS, connection I want to make sure lands. Your examiner is going to expect you to pull a PIREP, identify the elements, and apply that information to a go-no-go decision. Not just there was a report about turbulence. What was the location, the altitude, the aircraft type, the severity? How does that information change your plan? Here is something I wish someone had told me when I was training. A PIREP in your briefing is only half the story. The other half is the absence of PIREPs. If there are no reports along your route, that does not mean conditions are fine. It might mean no one has flown that route in the past few hours. Knowing what you do not know is part of weather situational awareness. Let's flip the conversation. We have talked about reading PIREPs, but what about filing them? This is where student pilots, and honestly a lot of private pilots, drop the ball. They benefit from other pilots' reports in their briefings and never contribute one themselves. That is a gap in the system. Filing a PIREP in flight is straightforward. Call the nearest flight service station on radio, 122.2 is the common frequency, or reach them through ATC, who will relay the information. Tell them you have a PIREP. The specialist will typically guide you through the field. But if you want to be prepared, write the format on your kneeboard before you go. OVTMFLTPSKWXTAWVTBICRM. When you encounter something worth reporting, you do not want to be fumbling to remember the structure. The actual call takes under a minute. You do not have to wait for something dramatic. A report of smooth conditions, clear below, bases at 6,000, tops at 9,000 is genuinely valuable. It confirms the forecast is holding. It gives the next pilot confidence. If you're working with a center or approach controller under Instrument Flight Rules, or IFR, ATC can transmit your PIREP to flight service on your behalf. You just tell the controller you have a pilot report. They handle the relay. That cooperative piece of the system works well when pilots actually use it. One more thing on the most critical scenario. If you encounter what you would call severe or extreme turbulence, the FAA and the AIM both request that you file urgently as a UUA by any means available. That is a safety of flight situation, and the FAA wants that information out to other pilots as fast as possible. Call ATC immediately. Let me give you a scenario that ties all of this together. You are planning a visual flight rules, or VFR, cross-country 700 nautical miles. You plan to cruise at 8,500 feet over mountainous terrain in the middle third of the route. Your METARs are clean. Your TAF at the destination looks fine. There is an AIRMET Sierra for mountain obscuration in the first segment, but it covers a broad area. Then you check PIREPs. Along the route, one stops you cold. UEA, urgent. Moderate to severe turbulence reported over a VOR right in the middle of your mountainous segment. Aircraft type, Beechcraft Bonanza. Time, 40 minutes ago. Altitude, 8,000 feet. The remarks field says significant mechanical turbulence, recommends avoiding below 10,000. Does that change your plan?
It should. That is another pilot telling you that your planned route at your planned altitude was rough enough to file an urgent report 40 minutes ago. Has it improved? You do not know. Do you have the performance to climb to 10,000 and potentially clear the problem? What does your fuel look like on an alternate route? Can you delay departure and see whether later reports show improvement? That is the ACS thinking made real. The examiner does not want you to recite a definition. They want to see you use the information to make a decision. So, practical takeaways. 1. Always read the PIREPs in your briefing. Find them on your electronic flight bag through Standard Flight Service or on the Aviation Weather Center's Aviation Digital Data Service, which pilots usually just call ADDS. Read every report along your route and at your planned altitude. 2. Check the timestamp on every single report. Know how old your data is. 3. Consider the aircraft type when you interpret turbulence or icing. A heavy twin calling conditions light might mean something different than a light single describing the same word. 4. File reports yourself, even when conditions are smooth. A clean report tells the next pilot something real, contribute to the system. 5. If you encounter anything significant, moderate turbulence, any icing, low-level wind shear, make the call. It takes 1 minute and it matters. The Aeronautical Information Manual, Chapter 7, is the definitive source on this. Good supplemental reading at radiohangar.com. Someone took time to file the report you're about to scroll past. Read it, and someday return the favor.